This weekend, the 28th Annual International Whistlers Competition is being held in Lewisburg, North Carolina. We keep up with this competition almost like it was the World Series, which it is, if you whistle. Christopher Ullman won the last 2 years. He's won four times in all, so he cannot compete this year and joined us in our studios. Mr. Ullman, thanks for being with us.
That's a good way to announce our arrival.
Mr. Ullman, do you have in mind a great moment in whistling throughout history? I'm just nominating one.
Okay.
Snow White's Whistle While You Work. That must have been a great moment for whistlers.
Oh, absolutely. There's that, and of course the Andy Griffith theme song.
Oh.
And so that's a fun tune.
Was that Andy whistling, do you happen to know?
It was not.
Oh.
And we've, over the years, they've tried to get that person to come to the whistling contest, but he has declined, unfortunately.
Right there in North Carolina.
Too. Yeah.
But you must live for that moment that, I'm just guessing, that Zubin Mehta conducts the New York Philharmonic and a whistler is asked to accompany him with Ravel.
Hummel's Trumpet Concerto or something like that.
Something like that, yes.
I can.
I have been told, Mr. Ullman, that, let's put it this way, the world of competitive championship whistling can be hard on one's love life. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I have witnessed that. And one of my cardinal rules is no kissing 24 hours before a performance, and because it makes the lips mushy. And mushy lips are bad lips. And you need firm, crisp lips to be able to make those high notes.
Sorry.
No, it is very much true.
And I never thought we would be able to work the phrase firm, crisp lips on our program, and you've accomplished it. Thank you. You call it the puckered pursuit?
Puckered pursuit of happiness, yes. Ever since I was a little kid, I just loved to whistle, and it's so nice to be able to walk down the street and entertain yourself.
Yeah.
To be able to think of a song, make it happen, and then have people react. You know, someone will say, oh, what do you have for breakfast? You're having a happy day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice thing. And one of the reasons why I think whistling isn't as popular is people are used to being entertained rather than doing the entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to entertain yourself and hopefully entertain people who hear you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ullman, thank you very much.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, sir.
Christopher Ullman is the defending international whistling champion, speaking with us in our studios.